Thank you very much, Alan. Now, our last batch of news items. There are lots of odd stories ranging from anti-litter campaigns and youngsters taking up that theme to choirs joining the band Take That for their Norwich gig and queues for auditions for a new musical. We even have a story about Superman helping the police.
Eco-warrior Trash Girl has been recognised for her commitment to keeping the world a cleaner place with an award from the Prime Minister. Nadia, aged 13, otherwise known as Trash Girl, received the Points of Light Award by Theresa May for her anti-litter campaign, which has taken the world by storm. Nadia has been regularly litter-picking on her cycle to and from school, collecting more than 3,000 litres of rubbish. Her selfless act made her a target to bullies at school, who called her Trash Girl. But the Norwich teen from Helston did not let this deter her from encouraging other school children to keep their local environment clean. She now has a growing following on Instagram and Facebook with a combined total of 5,000 people, and her campaign to a cleaner world has been picked up by big green organisations around the world, including Greenpeace, WWF and Keep Britain Tidy. Her positive campaign was also recognised by Theresa May, who has picked Nadia to receive a Point of Light Award given to outstanding volunteers who make a difference to their community. Nadia was presented the award by Helen Bingham of Keep Britain Tidy at a presentation at Archbishop Park in London on the 12th of April.
For most young children, free time is used as playtime to explore the natural world or find entertainment at home. But two sisters from Norwich are dedicating some of their spare time to helping the environment. Amy and Katie Allen, aged 9 and 6, have taken to picking up litter while out walking their dogs around their home in Beauthorpe. Father Joshua Allen said the sisters had been undertaking their green mission for more than a year, clearing up litter from the footpaths and parks around Threescore and Beauthorpe, from discarded food packaging to light bulbs. Mr. Allen said their eco-friendly hobby had been inspired by wildlife programmes such as Blue Planet, which have shone a spotlight on how human consumption and waste is harming the natural world. They're more concerned about the animals. It has stemmed from watching TV documentaries and seeing turtles stuck in plastic. They think the animals might die if they get caught in rubbish, he said. Mr. Allen said their aim was to encourage more people, young and old, to get involved with litter picks. He has already been sharing information about their hobby on the family's Facebook page with the hope of attracting local interest.
A rock and soul choir based in Norwich have been asked to be part of Take That's Carrow Road show. Invidia Voices Choir, which was founded in 2013 by husband and wife Matt and Alex Emerson, has revealed it will be joining Take That on stage for their Carrow Road date of the Greatest Hits Tour on Thursday, May the 30th. Mrs. Emerson, 41, who is a professional singer, explained that when the choir was initially sent an email by Take That's management team, she tried not to get too excited, as there was no guarantee it would come to anything. A few weeks later, however, after they confirmed the choir's availability, the invite to perform with the band became official, and Mr. and Mrs. Emerson were ready to break the news to their members. Take That's 2019 UK tour runs until June the 8th, and other venues include Manchester Arena, the O2 Arena and Stadium MK in Milton Keynes. This is the second time Take That will be at Carrow Road, as they also perform for two nights in June 2017.
Actors, students and families queued to take part in Norwich auditions for a new Netflix musical. Produced by singer John Legend, it is set to film in the city and held open auditions for paid extras. Jingle Jangle, which is directed by David E. Talbot, will be filmed in Elm Hill during June this year, and follows a toy maker as he struggles to get his magical new invention to work in time for Christmas. People with all levels of experience queued outside Blackfriars Hall to give their details and pose for a photo. The musical will star Forest Whitaker, who has appeared in Black Panther, Rogue One, a Star Wars story, and The Last King of Scotland, for which he won an Oscar and BAFTA for Best Actor. It isn't the first time Elm Hill has been chosen as a filming location. In 2007, Stardust, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, was shot at the Britain's Arms, while the Games Room was also used in the Ratcatcher Monty Python episode. Traders in Elm Hill have met with Netflix at the Britain's Arms to discuss the film and how it might affect their opening hours. Duncan McKeown's shop, The Games Room, is set to feature as a newsagent's.
It was not a bird or a plane, but a Superman that police in Norwich were grateful to as he helped come to the aid of officers as they arrested a man for being drunk and disorderly in the city. Salim Syed was dressed in a Superman costume, complete with a red monogrammed cape and blue leggings, as he helped raise money for a project which supports people with mobility problems. The Man of Steel had been collecting money at the back of the inns in Norwich when police arrived to arrest a man for antisocial behaviour. The father of five said, "I could see he was getting more aggressive. I just helped to calm him down. I was talking to him and telling him to be quiet, as there were children about."
Bosses have been told scaffolding has hampered shoppers in a Norwich street for weeks is coming down, but might have to go back up. Prime city centre spot Wesselgate has been closed in part since March the 14th after 60 mile per hour winds ripped a hole in the cladding of Wesselgate Tower, which sits behind the road. But 4 weeks later, the hole in the building remains, forcing pedestrians to use a narrow footpath beneath scaffolding. Watson's Property Management, who look after the tower, has confirmed that it is hoping to remove the scaffolding on Thursday, the 18th of April. Nathan Humphreys, head of residential management, said, "We are encapsulating the damage to the cladding and hope to have the scaffolding down. We have been given a deadline of April the 21st by the local authorities, but are hoping to be done sooner." However, Mr. Humphreys said there is potential that the scaffolding could come down while the hole in the cladding is encapsulated, but could be resurrected in the future to permanently fix the damage.
Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. When you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please do remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay any postage at all.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to everyone on this Thursday's team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone, and you can always leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Lastly, we must remind you of magazine Let's Talk, which follows on straight after this, so do keep listening. So now, as we reach the end of our recording, we'll say goodbye from
Chris
and Pauline.